Welcome, everyone, to the X Factor Files podcast. I'm Daryl.
I'm Philip.
And we are here. It's another gloomy fall day.
It is. It rained overnight. Yesterday.
And then overnight, too.
Yeah.
So, we need it. Like, the ground needs that.
And the trees really do.
Yeah.
The trees were stressed out because we didn't get any rain from August 29th through, like, October
something.
20s.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, so the trees that had a very wet spring had a very dry fall, and they just don't know what to do.
Yep. So, other than that, so what has been bringing joy to your life? Like, obviously, the past week has been...
not great.
Fucking rough.
Are we telling our dear listeners about Clarice in this episode?
We could.
So...
all right, so it was last Sunday. And usually my social media will click off my phone unless I override it. And I did so, and I was just scrolling, and one of the local rabbit rescues was like, this poor thing is out in the rain and needs to be rescued. We need a temporary home. So I sent you.
And they were full.
Yes.
All the fosters were full.
Like, they're on an intake total stop. Like, there's nowhere in the entire system. And something like my mom didn't know until I educated her. Like, there's no such real thing as like a bunny sanctuary where you go and adopt like dogs and cats. Like, there's no rescue that's just housing a bunch of rabbits in one big building and you go and adopt it. Like, it's a foster system.
Yeah, I mean, there was one similar to that, but it turned out to be a nightmare and not what it was advertised as being.
Yes. That's what happens when you put a high schooler in charge of hundreds of rabbits.
Yeah.
There's no room in the system. They found someone to take this poor bunny temporarily and get the first vet appointment done.
Well, not quite. So you saw the post. Yeah. You send me a picture of the post. And then I was like, but why did you send this to me?
Oh.
that's when I asked the question, like, are you saying that I need to be an emergency foster? And you didn't say no. So
like, we have the space and capacity between our two houses for that.
Oh, my place, less so you.
Well, yours. That's what I mean, between our two places.
Yeah. So I filled out a foster app. It was very in-depth. There was a home visit. They asked for a non-family reference.
Yeah.
So dialed up one of our good friends.
Yeah, who's also a bunny owner. So.
Yeah, who Elliot has known me since the seventh grade.
Mm.
And then there was a home visit on either Thursday or Friday.
Thursday.
It was Thursday. It was after a not great workout. Because I was thinking, I'll sweat the stress away. And no, this is the stress that messes up your muscles. And you're like, this workout sucks.
Mm.
Even though it would have been fine any other day. So, passed the house visit. And now Clarice will be joining us starting tomorrow night. And by tomorrow night, I mean a few days after this is released.
Before
it's released.
Yes, before time. We're really,
what is time?
We're really sliding into another chunk of years where we're like, I don't know what day it is anymore.
No.
It's just hell.
Yeah. Compounded on top of a three-day weekend. So almost four, which is also screwing up my internal clock.
Yeah. So Clarice is a very young bun.
They think she's 3 to 4. So we're just going to say 3 months old.
Yeah.
Because we should probably err on the side of her being younger.
Mm-hmm.
And she got her first dose of the vaccine. There's a rabbit hemorrhage virus that's out floating in the wild. So all our buns are vaccinated. And if you adopt a bun, dollars to donuts, that bun will also be vaccinated.
Yes.
And hopefully spayed or neutered as well.
Yes.
So we will be taking care of her through her spay, it seems. So, she'll be at Asta, in Asta spot at my house. Asta will stay here on the weekends that you're down.
Mm-hmm.
We still need to figure out what it this does to all our other plans.
Yes.
But
she'll have a nice foster home.
Yes.
And she's a nice white bunny.
Very cute. With a spot on her ear. Her current foster mom sent a picture of her roll flopped. And it looks like her ears are outsized, which is the cutest thing ever on a bun.
Yes, when they're very young, their ears are just so big compared to their bodies.
Yes, which was the case with Nick. It was the case with Asta. Yes.
So, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that's the big...
A little bun.
Well, the big news about a little bun.
What have you been reading that's been bringing you joy? Like, what comics or anything else?
Well, I mean, I just went through the latest X titles.
Which one is your favorite?
I feel like X Factor is a good social commentary.
Mm.
Which, I don't know if it's just reading us as comic readers for filth, or the general state of the world, which could go both ways.
Yes.
And it's kind of sort of next. I really want Sophie to... I want good things to happen to some of the cuckoos. Mm. Some of them just seem like bitchy people.
But, and you're reading that one. I'm not. I have...
Aren't you reading only Uncanny?
Uncanny and X Factor.
Yeah.
Are the two...
Or Exceptional?
And Exceptional, yes.
Yeah.
So I have three titles that I pull and read when they come out once a month.
Yeah.
Because I've sort of expanded into more DC stuff and reading that.
Yeah.
Which DC is really cooking. Their stuff's really good.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm up to date on Green Lantern. I'm missing a few issues. Here's the thing. I've been searching for a few missing issues of the current run of Green Arrow, and I've been to like three or four comic stores, cannot find them.
Oh.
And they're not like issue one or anything. It's like issue 14, 15, and 16 or something like that.
That is weird.
So it's a weird three issue gap. And then I have 17 in the annual. I think that's the number. So it kind of bugs me because I don't want to skip over that big of a chunk of a story arc.
Right.
And then have to go back and be like, oh, that's right. So I might put out a call in our local comics group to be like, has anyone spotted these issues at your local comic store? Because I'd swing by to get them. And I finished Superman War World last week.
Hunky.
Very hunky. And with collected editions, sometimes they throw in random issues that connect. So like the event ended and I still had, I think, two double-sized issues that loosely connected.
Oh.
I feel they could have left it out and just ended when the event ended and I would have been happy. So, but it was a good read. Target is currently having another of their sales on trade paperbacks, and you can pick it up for like $35 or something, which is what I did. And DC paperbacks. So Marvel is very much the slimmer paperbacks, like the Epic collections, and then omnibuses and nothing in between. And DC, they will print off soft covers that are like 400 pages. Or more, that include a lot of stuff, and they are affordable, and you get a lot of material, and they keep expanding that. They're really rolling stuff out. I have the first Kyle Rayner arc of Green Lantern from the 90s that Ron Mars wrote. So I am working up to that by reading the 1990 series that leads up to Kyle Rayner coming in as Green Lantern.
Are there any artists or writers that you like so far of the DC's things?
Yes.
Any familiar names?
Not familiar to Marvel readers. I think it's Josh Williamson writes the Green Arrow stuff, and it's a lot of fun. And he currently writes, I think, Superman titles too.
Oh.
Or at least one of them. I think he writes main Superman and not Action Comics.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel Action Comics rotates between writers. Like they have little arcs. Like Gail Simone just had a three issue arc
okay.
in Action Comics. So That's what's been taking up my reading capacity. I'm behind on current comics by a couple weeks.
Yeah,
But
my comic bag is also still very heavy of stuff I have in there that I intend to read.
I mean, I'm still reading comics. Like, I'm consuming a lot of Alpha Flight, working on the Alpha Flight project. So that takes up a couple hours a day working on that I'm chipping away at. But the be side benefit of that project is that our Alpha Flight reviews, like people may have just heard last week, like I have the descriptions down pretty tight now, so we can run through them and still have commentary. So we don't have to meander and be like, wait, what happened? Or, huh? Like, I'm actually spending time writing things. Not the case with X Factor today. So buckle up, people.
Oh, it's fine.
It's fine.
We have issues 254 and 255. They are.
And 256. Two,
We're wrapping up the.
Hell on Earth War, which is seven parts for reasons. So if people recall, Tyr being Rain's son, the whole premise of this Hell on Earth War is like to rule hell, you need to kill the 7 billionth person that's ever been born, and it just so happens to be the son of Rain and Hrimhari. So that we are going back to where we left off, where now Hrimhari is like, I don't want to kill people. And Rain's like, you shouldn't have to, honey.
You mean tear?
Whatever. It's very odd. And what I picked up on is that we obviously Madrox is some sort of hell demon right now.
Yes, Mephisto has turned him into a demon without a mouth.
So we still have, when we get to narration in these three issues, it's Tyr.
Yeah, the text boxes.
Or his yellow.
Yep, Madrox does not get any. And yeah, so Tyr doesn't want to be an agent of death. Like, he wants to, not have to kill people. And so Rain is like, okay, we'll find another way. We'll talk to the others. And the others are like, nope, we're going. We don't care what anyone says. Here we are back in New York. Meanwhile, Mephisto is just racking up bodies. He took out Satanish and stabbed him through the face, but not the face that's on his head. It was the face that was on his tum, which, rude.
Has Satanish always looked like this?
He must. Like, I feel like for some of these looks that they're can't be too far from the classic or the initial
I'm just trying to
views.
think, like, is Satanish in that Marvel Lego game? Have
Oh.
we? I know what. There are several, like, demonish figures.
I can't
I
recall.
don't know. Maybe we'll fire it up. The reason why we don't return to Lego games very often is that holy shit, it takes 10 minutes for them to boot up.
Well, yes. And
Especially Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2. Like, you
that's the
just.
one with Kang, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And we're
You
at the
just.
stage where we're just solving puzzles. And some of the puzzles either are super frustrating, like the Ms. Marvel floating around and hitting the sea stars, but not the
No,
seashells.
yeah.
Or, like, where in this world is this fourth button? It took me forever on one of the scroll worlds or
And
something.
it's such a fun game. Like, you play through the storyline and it's so much fun.
Oh,
And
yeah.
there are so many characters to unlock. And I feel we still have a few that are unlocked, like not unlocked yet. But the roster is like 200 characters deep.
I
So I
know.
feel Satanish being in there and in the mix, not outside the realm of possibility.
Although Damon Hellstrom isn't,
No.
but
Yeah.
that's okay.
He would get cold. There's a whole snow environment in New York City.
It's
Or maybe
true.
he just warms from within.
With the Hellfire.
Yes.
Yes.
So what?
Speaking of Hellfire,
Yeah.
Satanish sort of dissolves into a green acrid puddle of Hellfire as Mephisto's much more virile Hellfire goes off into the distance. Meanwhile,
Polaris is getting the news that Tyr doesn't want to fight, and she's pissed.
And she could have heard this before they left and landed back in New York City, but no, the team did not wait.
No, Shatterstar's, he's just making a portal, and that's how they got there. They're like, you can tell us when we get there. Well,
he's just real crabby since his arm got broken by Pluto. And yeah, Polaris is trying to hold it all together. But there is a new wave of demon horde about to attack. And then we cut right into another battle between Hela and this other dude, demon guy.
Asmodeus?
Asmodeus, yes. The demon lord of demon lords. So they're fighting and Hela is all like, har, 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 I disappeared and you couldn't find me because you're an amateur. Except that's how Mephisto gets behind her and does the stabby stab.
Yeah.
Like there's a splooch.
And she's defeated. So what he's doing, we find out, is he's sending them all into like lockup.
Yeah.
Yeah, his place. This by killing them.
The contest between them all, you can knock someone out of the running by killing them.
Yes.
So they're off in the sidelines and he's like very specifically trapping them in very functional ways. But we get Jezebel back to save our merry band of heroes.
And she's like, hey, demons, take five. I got this.
Yep.
And tricks them and they disappear.
Oh, paging Mr. Brent Wingate, there's like a demon version of Glob Herman in this panel.
Oh.
White gelatin instead of pink paraffin.
Yep.
But definitely there.
Yeah.
I wonder if his love of Glob extends to other Glob types.
We should ask him.
We should. So the demons dissipate and they sort of get to talking. Strong guy shows up with Madrox slung over his shoulder. But then
Madrox wakes up.
Yes, we find out it was all a play of Jezebel's to collect Tyr and bring him to the front lines, which the team is now arrayed against. So they did a vote before the demon horde showed up. And people were like, well, we don't really want Tyr to be forced to kill.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're just fighting an army of Madroxes. And more Madroxes.
Yeah, so the battle continues on for quite a while.
Yeah, Monet goes after Strong Guy because she's still pissed. And she smashes them both through a hole in the concrete that turns into a portal to a hell dimension. Shatterstar is very confused. But their battle continues. And yeah, Monet is just so upset at Strong Guy's betrayal.
Yeah. Jezebel is going after Tyr. And Layla has a shield. Like she uses her gauntlet and shields him. So he's safe for now. So we sort of leave the issue off where Monet and Strong Guy battling it out. And the other battle really undecided.
Yeah, there's just a lot of demon Madroxes. You see, the demon doesn't seem to be as exhausted as a regular Madrox would be.
Mm.
But Jezebel has those a fiery gaze, both literally and figuratively. And that's the issue. So big plot points, the continued fight between Monet and Strong Guy. The team that used to be like, yeah, we're going to go kill all these gods is now, we need to come up with something different for Tyr so he doesn't have to kill. And Jezebel is still playing her own game with Demon Madrox.
Yeah.
And then Mephisto seems to be playing his own game on a whole other level.
Yeah, he has a plan.
Yep.
We open up the next issue right in the middle of the battle we left, the big battle. So most of the team is battling all of these dupes. And it's not looking great. It looks like they're getting really overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Richter is trying to do anything.
Yeah. Like create some sort of like earth wall.
Yeah.
To hold back the Madrai. Meanwhile, in Hell, Monet and Strong Guy are still duking it out. And it's a lot of panels of similar scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of them being flung through Hellrock.
And Monet is showing damage.
Symptoms of what we know.
Like we know she's injured and dying somehow.
Yeah.
But Strong Guy doesn't know this.
But he knows something's wrong. He's like, yeah. Wait, your reflexes aren't up what they used to be. Like, why aren't you getting up right away? And she responds by throwing a rock in his face, as you do.
Yeah.
And yeah, in terms of, this is a lot of battles. Like, I feel like this is the two towers of X Factor, where it's like, that's a battle.
There's not a whole lot to describe. Like, everyone listening, they're fighting. And that's what this issue is. Layla tells Jezebel, I can keep this shield up all day. But then she's like, Tyr, we have a little bit of time left. You should probably figure out like a plan B when this thing fails. So Rain comes in and starts battling Jezebel, which buys some time.
And then in the middle of all of these battles, there's a big pause. Like everyone connected to Mephisto. So Jezebel gets glowy eyes. Strong Guy gets glowy eyes. Demon Mandrox gets glowy eyes. And it's a message from Mephisto being like, look who won, bitches.
Yeah.
It was me.
And
come celebrate at my new castle.
Yeah, I built this little shrine, so come bring me things.
Yeah. So everyone else is clueless. We do get a really cool full page spread of like all these cultural icons burning with Mephisto's face in the middle and his like weird demonic underlings.
Yeah.
It's a good art piece. So Monet punches Strong Guy out of it and they keep going until he smashes her through more stuff and she doesn't get up and he is actually distraught for someone without a soul.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't hit you that hard.
Just enough to like careen you through a boulder.
Yep.
So Polaris just slaps Jezebel out of it. And yeah, they're like, well, this whole plan that we had of killing gods is over. Mephisto won. It is now hell on earth. Good for you. Like, yeah. I'm going to go to Mars because I'd rather be there than here. Welcome to the world that you have created through all of your indecision, which I sort of get that that might be a relevant theme through all of X Factor. Like what happens when you're not decisive enough to do things. Mm-hmm. And this is it. And Demon Jamie leaves with Jezebel to the chagrin of Layla. And Tyr's like, well, fine. I'll do it.
I'm going to Mephisto's stronghold.
And I will kill him there.
Yep.
Shadowstar gets teleported by Jezebel to find Monet because he was very concerned. And that's when we get the news that Monet is dead.
Yeah.
And Strong Guy just sort of bats Shatterstar aside, which is wild considering Shatterstar held his own against the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Strong Guy just carries Monet's corpse past all these slavering demons when they're goobering and there's their tongue slavering.
Yeah, that seems fitting.
That's the right word. Okay. So we get Satana.
And she's like, I can help you, Mephisto.
I promise. I'm not up to anything devious.
Yeah, like, unlock me from these restraints. I promise.
And he's like, no.
Yeah.
I know you. Clearly, you are not to be trusted. But, yeah, that is the end of the issue.
And the finale for this whole arc.
Yeah.
The Hell on Earth War. So we open up at Mephisto's Happy Time Palace.
Yeah.
And
trademark.
Polaris is walking up and she's like, all right, well, this is for Monet. And she just starts wrecking shit, which is great.
She like blasts the whole front face of the fort off.
And Mephisto's like, oh, well, that's X Factor knocking at the door.
They have arrived.
Yep. So Satana is let loose.
I was I did not expect Polaris to just blow up the front. I thought she was just going to swing all their arrows back
Yeah,
at them.
right.
But no, this was like full on blowy uppy. So yeah, Satana leaves. We go back to the main gate at for a big battle. We just had so many. We need one more.
Yeah, it's like Return of the King now.
It is. So Jezebel and the demon Madry show up all on the same side. So it's demon on demon violence.
And meanwhile, Satana is going to the prison cell where all the other death gods are kept, and they're all dead. They've been
Again.
slaughtered.
Like, Hela just got stabby stab last issue, and here she is all gutted again.
Yeah, so Tyr then slashes at Satana.
And sort of ends the make sure that she's also
Yeah.
off to the sidelines and
And
back down to hell.
he turns to the team. He's like, I just need to get Mephisto now. One more.
And they're all sort of like,
Yeah,
oh.
because his whole maw is covered in gristle and blood.
Ugh, yeah. No one needs that gristle in the as a look.
So the frontal assault succeeds in breaching the doors. Mephisto then starts blasting away at the dupes. And
And they're dissolved.
yeah, they're gone. The dupes are just nothing, but it seems like Jamie Prime is still out with Layla, like in
Yes.
the outskirts.
So to protect Madrox Prime, he's hanging out on a boulder with Layla, and she can tell that he's sort of in pain, like a whole lot of dupes just got murdered. And she tries to console him, and he's like, rawr, rawr, even though he doesn't have a mouth. So she just keeps him stuck in a force field, which is handy,
Yeah.
really.
In the stronghold, a battle is still being waged as Mephisto is just.
Makes like a Tholian web of sorts.
Sure, he entraps Tyr in flames, a cage of flames.
Yeah.
And Shatterstar jumps, he disintegrates him with a blast. Richter is next. Just. Totally made into particulate matter.
Yeah, it is shocking to the rest of the team. It was shocking to me. Like, but how?
Yeah.
Why would they just murder them?
And Tyr is pissed, and he fights his way through the flames and even admits it's really painful, but I can't, like, the pain is in the backseat of my mind as the bloodlust is taking over.
Yeah. And he does all sorts of dodgy things. Somehow Mephisto, who was so good at killing people before, can't figure out where to aim. And as the battle is going on around them, Tyr does some slashy slash, and the trident goes all over. There's one of those like silhouette panels where it's just like blood and guts being ripped off of Mephisto. But next to it, we see someone picking up Mephisto's trident. And tears, speech bubble, sort of, and an ellipses.
And then we get a gigantic splash page of Strong Guy with Tyr at the end of the trident. He
Impaled.
has killed Tyr. And that means that he is the King of Hell?
He won. He won this whole contest.
Yeah.
We didn't know he was playing. He didn't know he was playing.
No, Mephisto was blasted away.
There's this golden light emanating from Tyr's corpse as Rain shouts, "Guido, you bastard." And yeah, Strong Guy is now the king of hell.
And the big fortress sort of explodes.
Yeah, it's like an explosion without force or sound, but it just blasts everyone away. And all the damage that Mephisto had done is undone. So New York is back, but really it's not New York, it's Marrakesh that Layla is on the next page, which we will find out later.
In hell, Monet is resuscitated.
Yeah.
And Guido, it now looks like a demon. He's sitting on a throne. He has the trident,
And
and
he's
he's
like,
like, get out.
I did this all for you.
Yeah.
And here, my first order as King of Hell is to get out. And he's so crabby.
He is.
And that's the end of the war. That's the end of the issue.
And that's the end of the penultimate arc.
Yeah, the end of Strong Guy.
Yeah.
So we only have one more X-Factor episode after this.
Yeah. How are you feeling? Wow.
I know. I mean, Sleepy Sunday plus the general angst. Like, when I was reading this for the first time, I was torn up.
Mm-hmm.
I was so expecting there to be some other solution that Tyr and the others had found. And when we found out it was Strong Guy that stabbed him,
yeah,
it was so hard not to spoil that for you since you hadn't read up to that point.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh.
Yeah, this morning was the first time I read any of these issues.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
So it
was a struggle for so long not to be like, but Strong Guy killed Rain's kid.
And I knew at some point he became the King of Hell. I didn't know when or where. But I had heard that somewhere.
And now we need to figure out how he stops being the King of Hell.
Yeah. So
in time for Krakoa.
That's basically it. So I guess everyone needs to tune in next time as we close out X-Factor Investigations.
Yeah.
So let us know your thoughts on the end of this arc. And
were you as shocked as I was when Strong Guy killed Tyr?
Let us know. You can find us on Instagram at X-Factor Files Podcast. And we'll talk to you later.
Be well.
Bye.